Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Fired up. Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It is listener mail. We're going to read some mail today. Emails, great questions. By the way, if you want me to answer your question, entrepreneurial, business, marketing, or otherwise, just send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com, sam@everydayissaturday.com, or hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. You should be hitting me up on Twitter anyway. Give me a link. Give me a website. Give me something you're doing in life. Let me know what you want to hear on the show. Happy to retweet, promote back to the audience. That's how we grow, man. One big dreaming community together. Also, make sure you go to iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating for this podcast, would you please? It helps others find the show easily and helps us climb up the ladder. We're going to go, our goal now, we're gearing up. Let me just share this with you before I read this message. We're gearing up for 500,000 downloads in June. We're going to get 500,000 downloads of this podcast in June. Very easy. We already get 100,000 a month, and that's without even really trying. You know, there's no big marketing machine behind this show. It's just yours truly screaming into a microphone every day for the benefit of you and your dream. Now, if I'm going to hit 500,000 downloads in June, I need some content to talk about. I need your questions. I need your suggestions. Just give me a topic. I'll take it from there. I don't care if it's, Sam, I want to quit my job and I'm afraid. Great. Hit me up on Twitter. Sam, I want to launch a business. Got no money. Awesome. Sam, my family members, my wife, my parents, my in-laws, my kids, everybody's against me. They think I'm crazy. I'm having a midlife crisis because I want to go for my dream. Great. I've been at all those places, baby. All those places. Happy to help. So hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let me know what you want to hear on the show, and I'll mention it, give you a little bit of Twitter love out there as well. Of course, I'll mention your question on the show. So this question today for this show comes from Tomas in Poland, all the way from Poland. Question, Sam, you are fired up, and I am igniting from you. Thank you for the wonderful work that you are doing. Thank you for listening, Tomas. Boy, I hope I'm not mispronouncing your first name there. Kozlowski. I know the last name, okay? All right, here's his question, okay? 35 years old, I live in Poland. I grew up in communism, and it went a long way. I've come a long way to overcoming the blueprint that was imprinted on me during my childhood. I now work in a medium-sized organization, a couple hundred people. It was a startup 10 years ago, and I was one of the first 15 that joined. I know all the board members. I have a great relationship with them. But here's where he is, okay? Here's where Tomas is. I think I've grown now, and I don't necessarily agree with some of the decisions that are forced on me. I have no freedom. I have a plan to gradually decline my involvement in that work and set a goal of working one less day a week, each week, 2 months, okay? So I can work there 2 days a week and 4 months and so on, okay? I would like to hear your advice about that approach instead of the Big Bang. I assume, Tomas, when you're talking about the Big Bang, like quitting your job yesterday, which I don't recommend people do. I just don't. Have a plan. First of all, thank you for the email, Tomas. It's great to hear all the way from Poland. And I think you're onto something there. I think that's a great idea. Gradually phasing yourself out, because it's not, even if you hate your job like I did, and you just hated I didn't hate anyone I worked with. I didn't even, you know, I don't have that in me to hate people like that. I hated what the job represented. It represented to me conformity, like Tomas was saying, lack of freedom, following the leader, not being authentic, not having any great ideas that you can implement on your own. And really, here's the worst part, is no significance. I don't care how many gold watches they throw at you. I don't care how many retirement parties you get or how many promotions you get at the end of the year. You lack significance in your life, all right? If I had to guess, especially those of you that have children, you would much rather watch your child in a recital and say, that's my girl, that's my boy, at the baseball game, at the soccer game, whatever. I would imagine that makes you so much more proud. Just riding in the car. You know, some of the best experiences I have with my daughter before I quit my job was I would drive her to Bible study school. They had at the church every Wednesday night at 6:30. And that time in our van together, 10 minutes driving her there, probably 15 minutes in the car, 15 minutes home, was the most precious time. Vacation Bible school was it as well. I remember driving her there every night in the summertime. And it would just be me and her for 15 minutes there, and then I'd pick her up and 15 minutes home. And no radio, no nothing. It was just those times where I was like, wow, give me more of this, you know? Give me more of this significance. So Tomas is onto something, because if you want to gradually phase yourself out of your job, I think that's a great idea for a lot of reasons. Number one, it takes a lot of the pressure off, okay? You don't have to immediately go try to earn income right away, especially if you have a lot of debt right now that you need to pay. I mean, you have to be responsible when you're making this decision, because you can't effectively go after your dream when your mind is clouded with bills and pressure. Putting all of that pressure on you, what's it do? What do you need most? Well, one of the things you need most is focus. Okay, if you're going to be successful, you got to be able to focus. I mean, like the magnifying glass over one thing for a while so it gets hot. When you lack focus and you're distracted by bills and things like that, then you are setting yourself up to not have success. You just are. You can't operate in both those places, being pressure, having pressure, being distracted, and then trying to be focused, okay? So first and foremost, it alleviates the pressure by gradually phasing yourself out. Number two, this sounds wild, but clients of mine who've gone through a lot of my training, a lot of my coaching students come back to say their company actually allowed them to stay on as an independent contractor, just doing consulting type work for what they were really good at. I wouldn't recommend burning the bridge like I did. And again, I'm just telling you everything not to do, and you might be thinking, dude, you launched this wildly successful brand. Yeah, it was hard though. And I'm a little bit of a crazy guy. It's not like, I mean, I'm not normal. And I'm not saying you are normal, but I'm saying I got a couple of screws loose. Like, I ripped the Band-Aid off. I burned all the bridges. Any metaphor you want to use, that was what I did, because I needed to do that. That's just the way I roll, okay? You don't need to necessarily do that to end up in the same place I was at. Now, if you're nutty and you're crazy like I am, you don't mind a lot of risk, like eating risk for breakfast, then go ahead and try it. But also, some of my clients have come back and say, hey, you know what? I gradually started phasing myself out, you know, coming in a little bit more on my own schedule. I would recommend, if especially you have a pretty good relationship with your supervisor, be upfront and say, hey, you know what? This is really draining me. You know, this isn't as fun as it used to be. Do you have any other facets of the organization I can work in, or any other new projects that I can do? I mean, that's what kept me in the job a little bit longer, especially when I came back after I quit the first time, was finding new roles within the organization that were what? They were challenging. We all want to be challenged. Too much of one thing is so incredibly boring. Now, most people in a job, they just do what they're told to do, and they don't ask for anything more than that. They don't want anything more with that. Remember the old adage, the boss will pay you just enough so you don't quit, and you'll do just enough so you don't get fired. And that's the way most people go through their boss-employee relationship. But if you want to make work the best experience possible, close the door, go in and have a conversation with your boss one-on-one, not in the open, so all guards are down, all right? And say that when you walk in and sit down. Say, hey, can we just have a real conversation, just you and me, stays in this room, okay? And of course they're going to say yes. Yes, of course. Bosses, they're pressed. They're getting squeezed from the top and bottom every single day. They would love somebody to come in and say, hey, can I just have a conversation, you and me, one-on-one? I want to just share some pretty personal thoughts with you. I mean, bring it on. When I was a supervisor, I loved those, because you feel like then all the programming goes away. All the handbook stuff you learn as a supervisor, you don't got to dive into that crap. It's just you and another human being having conversation. Let's do this. Let's pick up on the next show. More advice for Tomas, scaling himself out of the workplace, going for the dream. How do you do it? How do you do it and still make every day Saturday? We'll follow up. Just a minute. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.